Well, hello everybody, Solo Man here. This video is just a quick update about the Freedom Convoy 2022 in Canada, just in case some people may not have heard about it, and it's not a surprise because it seems to not be on the news in the UK or in America too much. It's almost as if a lot of countries in the world are singing from the same hymn sheet, right? Which is strange. But the police in Ottawa have seized some diesel fuel that was meant for the truckers. And they're also planning on charging people who are bringing diesel to the truckers. This isn't really how a police force really works, is it? Supposed to protect and serve, but they're not, are they? They're the right arm of the government. Man, it seems to me that the police are trying to goad the truckers into some form of violence, so they can use force, because they're dying to use it. These police are Canadians as well, and all the Canadians in Canada should realize what these police are doing, and never forget. Meanwhile, Justin Trudeau is hiding in his castle, and the peasants are revolting. Well, leave him on the side of the plate, dear. And he's using the police as his henchmen. The police shouldn't have gone along with that. Because whatever happens, the police will never be thought of in the same way. So the police in Canada have actually become something else. And if any Canadian that's left is in any doubt about Justin Trudeau, who he, what he is, they must be able to see it now. He refuses to talk with a peaceful demonstration of Canadian people. And his only answer is to use force. And at least there is some good news. The Give, Send, Go is up to 4.5 million. I wonder how the government's going to try and steal that. My hat goes off to the truckers and the Canadian people for holding their calm, because I'm getting angry way over here. It's just, how can they treat their fellow Canadians in such a way? It's probably the biggest thing that's happened in many, many years in the country, and yet you can't seem to find it on the media, at least the mainstream media. And there's been countless of videos about it been taken down and censored, but yet it's still getting through. Lots of people must be panicking in their seats right about now, because it's made other countries think twice as well. Is this a revolution? By God, I hope so. Take it easy, fellas.